Hello and welcome to the Fantastic Fred Show, the show with the mostest, and I'm here with my hostess.
Hi guys, I'm back.
And it's our resident Wonder Wanda.
I really need that Wonder Woman theme. That would be so like
do, 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 do. Wait a minute, I don't even have to do it. I've got it on the computer. I can play it, girl.
Ooh, that would be so cool. Wouldn't that be like copyright infringement or something?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Well, then we need to come up with my own theme song. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, we do. So what are we going to be talking about today, Wanda?
We have a couple of things that we're going to talk about tonight. One thing is everyone knows that we do film ratings.
Yeah, we rate our own films and everything like that. I'm actually going to come up with our own little system so that you, the viewer, can actually email the Fantastic Fred Show and tell us your favorite movie, which, you know, our next topic would be best TV shows ever. So email us your favorite TV shows at fantasticfredshow@gmail.com.
And we will let you know whether or not we agree or we think your idea sucks.
Yes. And we will call you an asshole or we'll call you beautiful no matter what.
We're also going to have some gay news from 365.com.
And we can talk a little bit about politics, but we mainly want to talk about our fantasy movies.
Yeah, everybody loves fantasy.
So just sit right back, enjoy the show. Here's our theme song of the Fantastic Fred Show.
You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show. I'm your host, Fantastic Fred.
This is your host, Tamara, the political
mind. This is your host, the Wandering Wanda.
So sit right back and enjoy the show.
The Wandering Wanda.
And the political mind, Tamara.
And Fantastic Fred himself. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
Sit back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the
Fantastic
Fred
Show. So sit right back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
You know what?
What?
It's time for the entertainment section of our show.
That makes me so excited because I'm always wondering what's going on in the entertainment world.
Well, did you know that Julianne Moore plays another lesbian?
She plays another lesbian?
Yes. More details.
When did she play the first?
I have no idea.
You made that up.
No, it says in particular, Julianne Moore's roles have been clarified. She plays a lesbian novelist.
Oh. Yeah, but you said she played another game.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Another blunder from the Fantastic Fred. Anyway, after Ellen talks about Julianne Moore, which is one of the most beautifulest redheads out there.
She's gorgeous.
Is really gorgeous.
You know, she is a lot prettier now than she was when she was younger. Because I remember when Julianne Moore started out, she played, do you know what soap opera she started out on?
What soap opera did she started out on?
She started out on As the World Turned, playing a character named Franny, then later on playing a dual role as Franny and her sister. Crap, I forgot her sister's name.
Fanny?
No one.
Annie?
Franny.
Jenny?
Sabrina. I think it was Franny and Sabrina.
Yeah, it sounds like soap opera names.
Yeah, but she's like a lot prettier now than what she used to be. But anyway, she plays... You moved it on me.
Well, you know what? She it's a movie that's getting ready to come up here. She plays in The Private Lives of Pippa Lee. Pippa Lee. Which, why don't you describe it for me there?
She, and I'm quoting this from AfterEllen.com, centers on a dutiful 50-year-old wife whose husband falls for a younger woman, freeing her to explore her buried sensuality and leading to a very quiet, nervous breakdown. In particular, Julianne Moore's role is clarified. She plays a lesbian novelist.
So she's going to be licking clit in this show.
She is, while she's having a nervous breakdown.
How would you do that? Would your teeth chatter? Would that hurt?
I don't know.
As she's grabbing the clit between her teeth and starts licking it ferociously with her tongue, she has a nervous breakdown and bites the clit right off. Oh, that's gross.
That is disgusting. That is really bad.
That's horrible.
They do that in some countries. They don't.
Yeah, it's called circumcision for a woman. Mm. But that's not circumcision for a woman. That's cutting the head off a penis.
That is. That's mutilation.
It is definitely mutilation. You sick fuckers that does that, you need to fucking stop.
Yeah. Well, they do it because they think that that will lessen the potential for the girls to become whores, you know?
You know, I cannot figure this out. Why do we have such trouble with sex? What is fucking wrong with sex?
There's nothing fucking wrong with sex. I quite enjoy it myself.
There's nothing fucking wrong with sex.
Well, it's just the different cultures.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with masturbation either.
No, but it's kind of embarrassing. I didn't know what it was until I was like in my 20s. My mother, I was just so, love my heart, I was just so backwards. It's what happens when you grow up in a Church of Christ. You go to the gynecologist.
You grow up in a Church of Christ. It's almost like you know, never mind.
Don't even go there.
Jesus raised me. That's what he called himself anyway.
Yeah, he had 6 heads and 9 arms.
Oh my God. What in the fuck are you talking about, Wanda?
I don't know. I'm just...
Anyway.
Back to the story.
Back to this. You know what happened on the L Word this week?
The L Word this week.
We've been watching the L Word.
Religiously.
And religiously. It's so much fucking better this season.
Jenny got laid
in the closet.
That's right. By the girl that's going to play her in the movie.
That's right.
You know what? I started out with the L Word hating Jenny. They redeemed her character and I liked her. You know?
Yeah.
And now I hate her again.
That's
right. She's such a fucking bitch.
You know what? She was the closet case that was with the husband and everything like that. And he wasn't a jerk. This is not a husband that was a jerk.
No.
But she discovered this beautiful, sensual...
Marina.
Oh, yeah. Which was... She's named after something that you go to the beach and see.
Actually, what's funny is Marina's real name is Karina. Wasn't a stretch there, was it? Marina's
really not a stretch. With, you know, in that book of hers, this fictional book of hers, is not really, you know, when she changed the name, she just changed like the first letter of every name or something like that.
Bev.
Yeah, just like one little letter in it or something.
Yeah. Tina is Gina.
Gina.
Shane is Sean. She's Jessie.
Yeah. So, but what do you think of this season compared to last season?
Much better. 10 times better. I love Shane.
Shane has...
She's so funny.
Yeah.
That's why I love her.
Have you noticed her, like, from the first season, how she has actually, I don't know, mature or...
They've developed her more as a character, I think.
Yeah.
In the first season, they just had her fucking every girl that came along.
Yeah, and she was on drugs. She didn't have anywhere to live. She was mainly a homeless lesbian.
Yeah, and really bad on drugs. But in the second season, they started developing her a little bit more because they brought in, what was her name, Carmen?
Yeah.
So they, yeah. And then
they tried to mellow her out on that one. And then they brought Poppy in, I guess, so she can actually see her own reflection.
Yeah, which probably. Poppy's not even been mentioned in this
season. I know, she's totally gone.
Yeah, it's like, poof, there she went.
Yeah, well, they mentioned her once.
They did. What did they say about her?
I can't remember because it was so insignificant.
Probably like, oh, Poppy went to Brazil. I don't know.
She went to Mexico. Well, the one thing about it is that I thought that Poppy and
Kit
was going to
hook up.
hook up or
get her cherry licked. Actually, that was what could have been a good potential storyline, but they just kind of dropped it.
Yeah.
And notice Angus Mangus ain't around nowhere.
I know it. You know, I have a funny suspicion that Angus was involved with the robbery of Kit. That's my first initial thought.
Really? I never even thought about that.
Because the way he just came in or... But then the new club owners...
They could have had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Because they're like mega bitches.
Yes. Well, it turned out to be a mega bitch. Yeah. You fucked with a long lesbian.
The long lesbian.
Talk about lesbian, the word lesbian. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to change it because they said that lesbian has a negative connotation to it. I think that's so fucking stupid. They want to call it gay L.
They want to call me a gay L?
Yeah.
What the fuck's the difference?
I don't know.
I'd rather be called a lesbian than a gay L.
Because they want to be, you know, associated with gay because everybody knows what gay is. And they just want to be called gay L. What? You know, someone else made an interesting point. I can't remember who it was.
Sorry, but the name lesbian stems from Sappho, who was like the original lesbian because she's from Lesbo or whatever it's called.
Why not just call him Glay?
Glay?
Yeah. It's that G-L-A-Y. Just put the L right there right after G.
Glay.
Glay.
Hi, I'm Wanda, and I'm a Glay woman.
I'm a Glay woman.
I don't think it's all stupid. We're all people.
That's right. I think we should just be...
It's another label. That's all it is.
I think we all should just be labeled under one word. And that is... Stop touching my stuff.
I'm going to throw it away because I can't stop playing with it.
Well, I think we all should just be called gay and that's it.
Yeah, instead of...
Gay doesn't have a gender to it. No. You know, it's, you know, they usually try to put gay towards men, but you know what? They call women gay. And when you come out with your parents, you don't say, I'm a lesbian. You come out to your parents and say, I'm gay, right?
Yeah.
So I think we all should be called gay.
Exactly. Because we're all fucking happy all the fucking time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to write to us about the L word and give your two cents about it, feel free to do so. Just write to us at thefantasticfredshow@gmail.com. We would love to hear your comments. And also, if you do watch the show, if you think it sucks, tell us that too. Because really, here in Kentucky, we don't get the Here channel or logo. Those are two gay channels. Did you know that?
You know we got that. Or we didn't get... On the satellite, we get a gay channel. I just can't remember what it's called.
See, that's why I need to get satellite. I wish they actually offered on cable. I'm thinking about just having cable internet.
And satellite TV.
But I have to buy my house first.
Well, we keep looking for that.
Yeah. All right.
Moving right along.
In our next little topic, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a couple of news stories. Lesbian mom was convicted... And murder of infant son in New York City.
Well, then I would have strung her up and hung her too. Well, read the whole thing. We don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened. A New York City woman has been found guilty of killing her 23-month. Oh, that's not a baby anymore.
That's a toddler.
A 23-month-old son. Her partner is already serving a sentence for her part in the murder.
That is just so fucking wrong. We go through too much hell to get a baby because, you know, naturally.
No, this just brings fuel to the fire. But you know what? We're human. And obviously, they went into the darker side of humanity, but.
The insanity part of the humanity.
Yeah. I would love to hear why they wanted to kill their 23-month year. Probably found out that it was straight. I would do the same thing. I'm joking. That was a horrible joke.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't even funny. Click on there and see what it says. Click on the whole thing.
Well, basically it says that I can't even pronounce her name.
Zahara Matos.
Is 23, faces a sentence of 15 years to life behind bars for the death of...
Yvonne Telez.
Who was beaten to death in September 2004... while being
reprimanded.
Thank you.
For soiling himself.
For soiling himself. And that's the reason why they fucking killed the kid?
Yes. Mattel's partner, Carmen Molina, 35, is serving 15-year sentence after pleading guilty last May. Mattel stirred silently, showing no emotion as the jury read its verdict. She will be sentenced next month. Each woman has blamed the other for the boy's death. I don't give a shit who fucking did it. It's a baby, God bless it.
Why would you even... Why?
Why the hell would you whip a child for pooping on itself? That's nature. You take it to use the potty and you don't beat it for it.
Yeah. You teach the kid and administer low level of electric shock treatments.
Dumbass. You do not. Her two surviving children are the kids. And the bitch has got more kids. Thank God she got to take them away.
Yeah, she needed it for them to be taken away.
Let's see, it says, an autopsy found the infant suffered from broken ribs, broken leg, and a pulverized liver. He was bruised extensively all over his body and was covered in feces when found.
Oh.
That just makes me sick.
Makes me sick, too.
My poor baby. Well, you know what? I'm a firm believer in karma, and whatever the hell they've done to that child will come back on them 1,000-fold, especially because it's a child. For those of you who believe in karma and negative energy and all that bullshit, I think it works. You know, what you do to somebody else comes back on you.
Yeah, either by a guilty conscience, which is horrible. That's torture within oneself. Or torture from the outside by imprisonment.
Well, they deserve both.
Yeah.
Well, and this is me. Whatever they've done to the person... That's what should be done to them, but 10 times worse. I always say, like Susan Smith that drowned her children, they needed to rig up a gigantic pool, dunk the bitch till she's just about dead, pull her out, dunk her again till she's just about dead, and pull her out, then do that about 10 times and finally let her drown. I am cruel bitch. People, don't fuck with me. I can.
Yeah, she is a cruel bitch. Which I don't believe in eye for an eye, but Wanda does. So,
well, not necessarily an eye but, for you know, an eye.
I kind of would, you know, wouldn't argue to the point for her case of saying, if someone did agree to do that, I wouldn't argue.
No.
But, you know, not arguing for it means you are for it, kind of. But, you know, but I'm neither here nor there. But politics. Clinton, Obama. Obama.
Isn't this
Clinton.
Like the most exciting year ever?
I know. It's just like watching a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was boring last year. Let me go ahead and tell you that. I wanted to sleep through it. This year was exciting.
Are you talking about the Super Bowl or the politics?
I was getting to the politics because it's just like the Super Bowl this year.
I love the commercials myself.
I know. The Pepsi commercials was fun.
That was my favorite.
And also the screaming. I think it was everybody. The screaming. The tire. The brimstone. Yeah. Whatever the tire making people. What their name
are. Yeah, the ones with the little screaming squirrel and the screaming animals.
Yeah, and the... the little grasshopper. Screaming. That was the funniest part.
I did that pretty good, didn't I?
You did that really good. Okay. No, you don't need to do it again. But anyway, it was really, really funny. But Clinton, Obama. Obama, Clinton. Doesn't that sound good?
It does. But the problem is, they'd be fighting over who's going to take the presidency. I actually watched an interview with Obama, and they asked him about the possibilities of running on a dual ticket for vice and president. His only answer was, I'm in this race. I'm running for presidency. I'm running for the presidency. He would never say, yeah, oh, I could think that would be a good thing for me and Hillary.
Well, I think, you know what? If
that would actually be a dream ticket.
I want it. I want it to be there. I want Clinton and Obama or Obama and Clinton. I want that to be our face of the United States.
Well, it's about fucking time that we have a change.
Exactly. Change more than that.
I know. Well, think about it. We are living through history right now.
That's right. I know they're going to win. Because you know it's going to be McCain and Huckabee.
Well, there it is.
I can't stand that fucker Huckabee.
Either
one. Let me tell you, if Huckabee becomes president, let's say McCain has a stroke, because it's very likely he will, before the before the primary.
They'll push him to the forefront.
And Huckabee becomes the primary, the elected person become the Republican president. If he wins for president, let me just go ahead and tell you, I'm serious. Bush was worse, but he's worser. And worser's not even a word. So that tells you how bad it is.
Well, that's pretty damn bad.
So that's horrible. But Obama, Clinton.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Oh, I did my own little polling myself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they say right now that Hillary is ahead in delegates. But I did my own percentages. Obama is ahead
really?
In delegates. Because not all of them are counted up yet.
Mm-mm.
So I really do think that Obama has, I mean, a very excellent shot at becoming our nominee for president, or the Democrat nominee for president. Here at the Fantastic Fresh Show, we don't take sides, but we are taking the Democratic side. We're hypocritical like that.
Now, if we were hypocritical, then we'd be Republican.
That's right.
But we're not. We're
you hypocritical Democrats. Fuckers.
That's right, damn it.
So, the political mind Tamara is not here at the moment.
She's
so
at work, bless her heart.
She's at work, bless her little heart. She's having to wear a shirt that's three times too big for her.
But she passed, the store passed inspection. The lady who did the inspection said that our gas station store was the best store she ever seen.
Best gas in town.
One of the best gas stations she's inspected. So we like passed with flying colors. That's good because between Steph and me and Jessica and Talina, we like scrubbed that place down. I was even outside cleaning car wash windows and I know Steph was in there getting the trash out of the actual car wash. I was afraid to go in there. I was afraid someone would drive through there and turn that fucking thing on.
Well, there is a door.
I'd be stupid enough to get stuck in there though.
I can't get out. The door's like 3 feet down.
Get these slappy things out of
me. You'd be slapped to death. If
hot wax. Those things. Scalded.
So that ends political news. So if you do have an opinion about who's going to win for president, either
Barack Obama.
Barack
or
Obama.
Hillary Clinton.
Or Hillary Clinton. It's contagious.
It is.
It's contagious. Anyway, just feel free to write us at the... You said this time.
The Fantastic Fred Show at gmail.com.
And the next topic is that... Oh! We're on to our main topic of the evening. And now it's the fantasy picks. And these are the movies. Now let me give it a little bit of the background. Wanda, Tamara, and me, or I, have actually selected 35 of the most wonderful and worst movies of the fantasy genre. We went through each and every one of them and ranked them in a way of saying from 0 to 6, and 0 being fucking bad, and 6 being out of this world. Each category, like number 5, for example, is fucking awesome. Number 4 is I'll watch it again. Number 3 is a one-time watch. Number 2 is could have been better. And number 1 is waste of time. And I already said what 0 was.
Fucking bad.
Fucking bad. So we went through several movies to try to determine that these movies in succession were being hard to watch. So we just went on basis of our memory. So,
and sometimes that didn't work too well.
Yes, we're kind of crazy that way. Anyway, we have 3 movies that tied for...
Number 10.
Number 10. Which the one that... Well, we can talk about the most recent one, which was 300.
Which I really like that movie. Oh, I loved the queen in that movie. She's playing on the new Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, is that her?
That's her.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
She's fucking hot. Plus, she was in a lesbian movie that Tamara and I rented.
Oh, wow.
With Piper, whatever the fuck her name is. The one from Ugly Coyote.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Piper, whatever her name is. But anyway, she's so fucking hot. Sorry, lesbian.
Okay, you lesbians, your clitters are swerving and curving and... Do they curve? Do they get hard like penises?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Really hard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I might get turned on by a woman.
I doubt it.
Okay, yeah. But our three movies that did rank number 10 was 300.
Yes, and Eragon. I really liked that movie, though.
It was a good movie, yeah.
It really was. They didn't get, the critics and stuff didn't give it enough, like, props.
Well, that's because, especially in between the movie, it didn't seem like it had much of a meat of a story. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that the book had more meat.
Yeah, Tamara's got the book. I've just not read it yet.
So it just seems like the movie was kind of choppy in between, but it had some really good
parts
in it. And the last part was kind of like a build-up, almost like a build-up too, and then really didn't deliver much.
Yeah, so, yeah, it just had that big-ass dragon growling at the end.
Yeah, you kind of suspected that the big major prince that was taking over the kingdom, the evil guy. But no, they only got rid of the sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty bad dude himself.
Yeah. So the other one that tied was Highlander with Sean Connery. Go ahead, do it.
There's Sean Connery.
Say it again.
She thinks every the voice I do is, like this voice right now, is a Sean Connery voice. And it's not.
Sean Connery, I love it.
Would you like to have some meat and potatoes? Anyway.
I just think he's like a really sexy older man.
Yeah, he's all wrinkles, but I mean, yeah, I back in this day here, he was hot. And he was old.
Well, I think the older he gets, the better looking he
gets. Yeah, well, actually, during this time when this movie was made, he wasn't really that hot. It was like when he actually got into the 90s.
And, well, I know whenever he did League of Gentlemen.
Of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
He was really smoking in that one.
Yes, he was. That's one of his last movies, really, you know, that he did that was action-packed.
Anyway. Number 9 was a classic.
Number 9 was such a classic, babe.
And, you know, compared to, like, special effects standards, now it's, like, so cheesy, but it's so fun.
But it was this, back in the 80s, kids, when I was a little kid, probably the same age as you are now. No, I'm just joking. I was like 4. Hopefully, you're listening to this podcast. You're not 4 years old. You better be 16 and above, kids. Go tell your parents right now you're listening to the show if you are 16 or younger. All right. and if you are 18 and older, send me a pic. Anyway.
Anyway, the movie is Clash of the Titans with Harry Hamlin.
Didn't he play in Love Story, which is another gay movie?
I don't know.
Actually, he did.
He's married to Lisa Rinna.
I know. He played in one of the first gay movies out there.
I never know.
That portrayed us in a positive sense instead of us getting chased down and killed.
Well, that's a good thing. Anyway.
It's a good thing.
Number 8. Actually, it's like a 3-way tie for number 6, so there is no number 8.
That's right. So, we got Chronicles of Narnia.
I really love that movie. I love the queen. She's badass.
Yeah, I think the characters were actually... This is the reason why, if you compare Chronicles of Narnia with Eragon, you'll see what I'm talking about, how choppy the story is in Eragon.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chronicles of Narnia was beautifully put together.
Yes, it was.
Very good editing. It didn't seem like there was any type of transitional problems or anything like that. It was just a beautifully put together movie. And you kept up with the story. Eragon, I did find sometimes that I was kind of lost in the movie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't read the book. So I was depending solely on the storytelling of the director. And
he sucked.
And he sucked on it. So
anyway.
Not sucked in a good way, either.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, this came out the year I was born, and I'm not going to tell you what year I was born.
They can look up the movie now and find out what year you were born.
Son of a bitch. Okay, I lied. It did not come out the year I was born, like 10 years before.
Well, that's because we're kind of like, we're almost to our 30s. And we have to rethink our lives at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a Disney classic. I love it. It's one of my favorites. I own that one. I know I'm a big fucking dork and I don't care.
I remember watching it on the Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. Over and over. Because it was mixing cartoons with live action. It was the very first movie I ever watched something like that about.
And it's got Angela Lansbury. I think she's still so beautiful, even though she's kind of like old.
Yeah, she's old. I guess that's the Sean Connery of the women world.
She's beautiful, I don't care.
I thought that Sigourney Weaver was the Sean Connery of... Because... Doesn't Sigourney Weaver get more beautiful as time goes on?
She really does.
I mean, she is beautiful, although she is my favorite actress.
She's your woman crush.
She's my woman crush.
Yeah, lesbians have man crush. He has a woman crush.
On Sigourney Weaver, because she gets more beautiful as age goes on.
As we all should.
That's right, because she has the money.
Okay, and number five, it's another classic, but it's a, I mean...
We skipped one.
No,
the actual number six.
Sorry, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But see, if it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I did not like it as well as I liked the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right. I still like the one with Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, I like the one with Johnny Depp.
But I really, really liked how Gene Hackman and his silliness... Actually, I like both of the silliness.
Yeah.
You have to play the silliness just right, or it's just too silly.
Well, every time I watch the one with Gene Wilder, I have to have a chocolate bar. I have to.
I think it might have some type of subliminal message in her or something.
Go buy a Wonka bar, because you know they really have the Wonka bars and the...
Yeah, well, good stuff. They even have the... They changed the logo just for Willa. Willy. Or Walla.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Now we're getting to fucking number five.
Since you was trying to fucking skip that movie.
Well, I didn't see it.
I'm just joking.
No, he ain't.
I'm not, because I'm a bitch.
He is.
Anyway, The Never-Ending Story.
I love this movie. I could, when I was younger, I could like sit down and write the script out. I watched it so many fucking times.
I remember when I first got a glimpse of it. I was at Kmart. I hate to admit it that I was in Kmart cuts.
There is nothing wrong with Kmart.
Well, right. If you live like I do, just like, what's that one guy from Project Runway? Darn, I forgot his name. I have such a crush on him.
He's so frontin'.
I'm kind of having a brain fart right now.
And do that a lot.
Tim Gunn. I love you, Tim Gunn. If you listen to the podcast... Hope you're one of the 7,000 people to actually subscribe to the show. Because I love you, Tim Gunn. I'm going to stalk you one day. I don't know how to stalk people. I'm getting training from my beautiful friend from England. She's teaching me how to stalk.
Brad, you're tangenting. Get back to the movie.
But Tim Gunn is beautiful. That's, I love him.
Wonderful. Talk about the movie.
Okay. Where we're at.
Never-Ending Story.
The Never-Ending Story. Yeah. I remember the song. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
First time that I ever watched it was in Kmart. Well, and we were looking at floor models of TVs. And so I sit there in front of that television and watch almost all of it. And Dad got me up and said, we're leaving. And I was like, oh, no, I'm almost finishing the movie. And then, maybe a couple months later down the road, we actually got the videotape and watched it. And I loved it. And then it came on HBO, and I watched it like 1,000 times.
Yep. Well, I watched it enough to where I could, like, sit down and write the damn script. That's pretty sickening here.
Oh, my God. This tells you how gay it was. I loved musicals, which one of the musicals was Popeye and The Wiz. Oh, we forgot to put The Wizard of Oz in our little category.
Oh, son of a bitch, that would have been like way up there.
Oh my God! Well, it's such a classic
that it's within its own category.
That's right,
because it's such a classic. It's so, I mean, it's a wonderful movie. And for the third, or has it come out, 30s or the 40s?
I think it was the 40s.
I mean, for the 40s, for the technology that they had and the special.
No, it was effects, the 30s because
it was the 30s because yeah. It came out the same year. Same time that Gone with the Wind did.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That means that movie. That movie came out before my dad was born.
It's a really old classic movie, but it's like one, the one movie that should never, ever, ever go back and try to remake it, like the original.
Now I know it because that is just, it'd be shameful. That movie is just classic. And it's timeless. You can actually watch that movie anytime and just fall in love with it.
Well, and every year when I was a kid that we tried to watch that damn movie, a fucking thunderstorm would always happen. Same fucking part. I bet it took me 10 years before I seen the ending.
You didn't even know there was an ending. I didn't. The witch never died in your version.
She didn't. I didn't know. She
it was just the flying monkeys and they all ended from there, girl. Anyway, and then The Wiz. Oh, I love The Wiz. Have you ever watched The Wiz?
I did, with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how much I actually watched that movie.
She actually had the diamond shoes, which was in the original story, because for Julie Garland's Wizard of Oz, they changed it from the diamond shoes to ruby red slippers.
And she actually had the real diamond shoes. Mm-hmm. Move it on down the road. That's all I know.
Me too.
But I loved it. I used to sing it every bit. Also Grease and Grease 2. I like Grease 2 better when I was a kid. I don't know why. Anyway, on with the show.
Before we change it off on... But we'll revisit The Wizard of Oz.
One of the newest movies that actually has come out last year. I think it's another good little fantasy movie. And plus, also puts us gay people in a positive light. And
plus, it has one of the most beautiful actresses in the world. I think
Claire Danes.
Yes, I think she's so pretty because
and the guy, I forgot the guy's name, but he was kind of cute, especially
he looked, after he got the long hair. I thought it was hot.
Well, usually I don't like long hair, and when he got the long hair, I was like going, "Ooh, what happened with him? He's all gorgeous."
he
got long hair, and he's all gorgeous. Well,
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro plays a gay pirate. Which they're all gay in the first place. These people just spoke the truth about it.
Yeah, look at the ruffles.
Yeah. Oh, hello. And what was so beautiful about it was that in one of the parts, and you know, hopefully I'm not ruining it. If you want to go watch the movie, and I strongly suggest you go ahead and turn off the podcast now, go rent the movie, watch it, and then turn back onto us and listen to what I actually had to say. So I give you a second to turn it off.
One.
Okay. Now, Robert De Niro plays this rough, tough pirate, and he puts on this persona in front of his crew in order to, you know, so he can be mean, so he doesn't lose his power and they wouldn't turn on him and everything like that. Well, there was this prince that tried to come, you know, he's trying to get the throne, so he's chasing these two kids down. They're the protagonists of the movie.
Which... Claire Danes is a star. Evil witches are trying to steal her, kidnap her, to eat her heart, so they become young. The dashing young guy is the one that's taking care of her. Anyway, you totally forgot the meat of the story.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to tell this one part of the story because made me cry, people, and I don't cry. I really don't cry. Actually, I just shed a tear. That's it. But I got emotional. Anyway, that doesn't happen very much. If they listen to the podcast, they know I'm bullshitting. Anyway,
yeah, really.
I'm very emotional. I'm flame out whenever I want. But Robert De Niro was beaten up by this guy because he was in his, you know, in a dress when he was discovered because, you know, he was in his private room and everything like that. And he likes to dress up in women's clothing.
He's a drag queen.
He was a drag queen. And so the reason why he got caught off guard because... this guy, you know, caught him off guard and beat him up a little bit and was threatening him with a gun or a knife. I can't remember which one. A knife. And his mates busted in. His crew busted in and saved his life. And he got all freaked out and went, so you all are not freaked out about this? And they go, no, you're still the same captain. So the message was that he didn't change.
He was still the same person. He's still the same person.
And loved and respected. They knew about him.
Yeah, they'd always known about it, but they just weren't going to tell him. They were going to let him come to them.
That's right.
Which is what any respectable friend would do.
Exactly. You do not want the out people. You can tell other people, yeah, he is gay. No, you can't. But to that person and to the ready, shouldn't really out them.
Yeah.
They got to be ready.
Yeah. Well, this is another show.
Yeah.
We'll get on to that topic. Anyway, so Stardust is number four after that long, very long.
It was an interesting story. I hope you found it interesting.
Anyway, I love Stardust, by the way. Anyway.
Okay, now we're down to the last three movies of our greatest picks.
Actually, it's not necessarily one movie as it is like their whole series. Like number three is a trilogy.
That's right. Number three is Pirates of the Caribbean. And we actually calculated all three movies into this ranking. Because you really can't, especially with a trilogy, just like the Star Wars trilogy, we did that on our last ranking and kind of split it up. And really...
Can't really do that.
Now, you can split up the last three volumes of Star Wars... And the first three volumes of Star Wars, the newer ones compared to the old ones, you can't split them up that way because I would give the ones that very first came out, I would give them a 6 and give the others a 4 5.
I'd give them a 5.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean. Hey, how in the hell can you go wrong? You got like Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom. Yes, people, I have two more male crushes. Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom. So that tells you something when a lesbian's in love with them.
Let me tell you something. Is if Orlando Bloom, which he is not too much younger than me. He is younger, I have to admit. But he's not too much younger. He's relationship worthy.
He's gorgeous. And he loves Kentucky.
That's right. He's Australian.
What's that got to do with him loving Kentucky?
I don't know. Because Australians love Kentucky.
You just don't throw that in there.
I do. Well, I have a funny story. My friend from England met Orlando Bloom.
That's right. You were telling me.
I said, get your stalker skills out, girl. You hunt him down and take every bit of pictures possible. She actually sent me a picture she took with her phone.
Cool.
I have to show it to you if I can find it. But it is.
I'm sure we can put it on the podcast.
Okay, I'll email her and say, hey, can I put it on the podcast?
Yeah.
But that was awesome.
I love Orlando Bloom. And then, of course, Johnny Depp is from Kentucky because he's from Owensboro.
That's right, Mr. Johnny Depp. He is sexy in a way. That he can look dirty just like he did, and you still want to fuck him.
Yeah, he's like that scruffy, dirty, sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the clean.
You know, Orlando Bloom was the same when he was dirty. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually don't fuck nastiness, and that nastiness I would get nasty with.
That's right. Tamara even has a crush on Orlando Bloom, especially when he was... Oh, well, we'll get to that part next.
Yeah.
That's number one. Anyway, number two.
Number two is a little guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah, mine too. But it's really a work of genius because it's like modern day genius.
That's right. I mean, we actually saw the history in making here. It's almost brought back the genre or brought back the rekindled the love for books.
Mm-hmm. It really did. Because I don't normally read, but I love the Harry Potter series books.
That's right.
And their movies.
I read them. I didn't read the first two books, which I kind of liked the first two movies, but it was the third movie that really caught me.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really caught me, and that was The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, that one's awesome. You like werewolves.
Yeah, that's really what got me... I watched it and was like literally scared. I was like going, holy shit, that werewolf is going to get these kids. Well, I knew they weren't really going to get them, but I got caught up into the fantasy, into the story.
Well, that's the first time you really seen a werewolf. The werewolves you see on TV most of the time are like big, thick, and chunky. That was like lean and skinny and scary.
Yeah, it was kind of lanky or something like
that. Yeah. Maybe almost snake-like, you know?
Yeah, but it put a different type of evil to it, really. Mm-hmm.
But in the same token, it put like a spin on humanity because it was someone that they knew and they cared about.
That's right. That everybody has their inner darkness in them.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good little moral segment on there. But not only that, part four was...
Goblet of Fire.
The Goblet of Fire, which, another good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well put together.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it every bit. Harry Potter, without a shirt on. I think it showed his pelvic region.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little bit young, so, you know, let's get into pedophilia on that one. Part four. Part five. Technically, he's 18 in this one.
He's still 15. Oh, but Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, 18. Harry Potter is 15. But he's actually 18 years old. And I tell you what.
He's looking every bit 18, ain't he?
He's looking every bit 18. I would love to watch Equus. Anyway. Yeah. Just to see his little cooter. That's what a woman has.
Yeah. You don't have a cooter.
He has a pooter. That's a color. That color sounds like what you would call a man's genitals.
Penis.
Dick.
Cock.
His
wang dang.
His wang. His purple-headed warrior. Let's get fantasy on this. His purple-headed warrior.
With its little sword.
No, it's two little bulls and chains.
There you go. It's a sword with its shield.
Shields on. I'll take it, baby. Anyway, did I tell you that, talking about fantasies, that this cute little 19-year-old African-American, I have to point that out. He was so cute. That's it. What did I say? I meant Afro-American.
No, African-American.
Can I say Afro? I love Afros.
No.
I really do.
I mean, you can say it. I don't care.
African-American 19-year-old kid. It never would have went anywhere, but the sex would have been fun. I have to point that out, that I was actually hit on through MySpace. MySpace is becoming my favorite thing.
Anyway, we'll have to have a whole show about MySpace.
That's right. Finding your hookups on MySpace. On the next Fantastic Fred. But we're down to the number one show, or not show, but movie. Anyway.
You're late, pizza. It's late.
It's late at night. Anyway, Wanda, what happens if I just so happen to be a wizard? And I just so happen to have discovered some little fuckers, little midgets. I know they like to be called little people. But these little midgets found this little special ring.
Uh-huh.
And they would put it on their finger and they would turn invisible.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's say that for some godforsaken reason... that there's like 12 hours of this movie that you have to sit through to get the whole entire story.
I'd break it up into three wonderful movies is what I would do.
That's a great idea. That is super.
Really super. And I find them.
What would you actually call them? Let's say that the first part was just getting started and actually forming like a fellowship.
Perhaps, Fellowship of the Ring?
That's an excellent name. We'll call it Fellowship of the Ring. Well, the second one is like a battle between, not a battle between these two. It was sort of like the coming together of these two evil things. Or one, it was kind of good at first, now it turned to evil. And they both are in towers.
Two Towers, maybe?
For the lack of a better title, we'll call it the Two Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say on the last part, they had to take in the Fellowship of the Ring, the first title, that they were all agreed to take that ring because it was so evil and so powerful. It just popped into my head. One ring to rule them all. One ring to rule them all. So it was evil ring. It was an evil ring.
To rule all the good rings.
To rule all the other rings. All the other rings were evil because all of them, all the ring holders that had them corrupted themselves.
Oh, so that's how they became evil.
Yeah. And because man was actually affected worse. You know what? We're talking about the movie now, and we didn't even name what the movie was.
It's Return of the King.
Oh, the last movie was called...
The Return of the King.
Return. Let's say there's this king. Okay, instead of saying hypothetical things, it's Lord of the Rings.
I think they figured that out, like, the first movie.
Yeah, since we started naming the titles, The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and also The Return of the King.
Well, you know what? When I was little, I watched the cartoon of Return of the Kings, and I always thought the Hobbit was the king. I never got the
I never really got the concept when I was a little too. But I love the first movie. It's called The Hobbits.
Mm-hmm.
They made the first cartoon like that. And then Lord of the Rings were the ones that actually came afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it too, because it had all these elves. Not elves, but the dwarves were actually on wolves.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was hoping they would actually incorporate that somehow.
But they didn't.
They did.
They did get the giant spiders, though.
Yes, giant spiders.
Well, at least one giant spider.
One giant spider, yeah. But it was like a world-ending, you know, coming together, everybody coming together
mm-hmm.
and fighting like a world war. And that's the reason why I think that the Lord of the Rings was a symbolism, a metaphor for the for World War II.
That's the time period it was written too, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's basically how the hardship was. Because, you know, the eagles, which I think is representative of America.
There was eagles in that movie?
Yeah. The last one. Yeah, the eagles.
I've got to rewatch it.
Because that's what... I want to call him Dumbledore. That's what...
Oh, that's what Frodo and Sam rode off on.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, they didn't come into, like, the last part, which is what happened.
When they were almost burned alive with lava.
That's right. And they all came in and saved the day, because there were the extra help that they actually needed in order to come out, you know, with a good and happy ending. And it's very much the way the United States and how it got into the war.
No, I didn't know that.
Because the United States didn't get into the war until the last part.
Unlike today, until we fucking started it. But anyway, that's another show.
Yeah. We'll get into the big politics, because it's going to get exciting here, kids. Let's conclude this part, and then we'll go through our conclusion. If you liked how we actually rated the movies, let us know that you liked how we rated the movies. Or if you have your own suggestions of your own, please just email us at thefantasticfreshshow@gmail.com.
That is. Is it The Fantastic Fred Show?
I think it's just The Fantastic Fred Show.
It's fantasticfredshow@gmail.com. Look it up and make sure, because we don't want to send some yahoo out there, somebody else's email.
Some yahoo, some emails that wouldn't be get count info. I don't want account info. It is Fantastic Fred Show. It's not the. No the in front of it.
Just fantasticfredshow@gmail.com.
So, you know, most people would love to hear what was our last or least favorite movie.
Oh. The least favorite, and I've never even seen this, so this would be pretty fucking bad. Dungeons and Dragons.
It is horrible.
You mortally hated that one.
I thought it was a fucking waste of time.
See, I wanted to watch it until you said that.
And Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Journey.
Bogus Journey, I'm sorry. Red Sonja.
Sucked.
So,
Scorpion King, never seen it.
Scorpion King, that's why we should just... The last three are the dumbest shit ever. Which is Red Sonja, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Which Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was such a letdown because the Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was so good.
I know, it was excellent.
Excellent. That's adventure. More sci-fi than it is. Anyway.
All right, kids, this is concluding of our show. What have we learned today?
We have learned that Julianne Moore is going to play a lesbian novelist who has a nervous breakdown while she's eating her girlfriend's pussy.
That's right. We also learned that lesbians could become bad parents by killing their 23-month-old.
I think their definition of a bad parent, not could become.
That's right. They're bad parents. So we're human after all. We don't have to be super parents. We don't. We can be normal just like everybody else. Guess what's coming up?
What's coming up, Fred?
Well, we got the Grammys.
Yes!
We also got the Academy Awards, which is the Oscars. And we're going to try to do a show.
While the Oscars is playing?
Well, you know, let's do it after so we can actually talk about all the movies that actually won.
Well, you know what's fucking sad is I've read over your list.
Uh-huh.
There's not a damn one of these things I've ever seen before. The one I do want to see is Sweeney Todd and Ratula. The rest of them, I've never seen.
I've been getting mixed reviews on Sweeney Todd.
I don't care. It's got Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I say that loud? Sorry.
Well, this is the Fantastic Fred with the...
Wondering Wanda.
And we're signing off. This is a longer show than usual. I love you guys.
Bye. See you next time.
And some of the Butch girls.
See you at the Oscars.
See you at the Oscars.